If you get beat and you've played badly, it's easier to accept than playing well and losing.
It's more difficult. No, it's you know, it's as a coach you analyze the game, you see what how the result was produced, and to be honest, we didn't deserve that. But the difference is that if you make a slight mistake against a team that is third on the league and has got somebody like Chris Wood up front, then you know that it's more likely that they're going to score. That's exactly what happened. But performance-wise, you know, played really well. I think the best game we played so far, and that's the encouraging bit. We need to take it to tomorrow's game.
The second goal seemed to change the game, and it came so quickly after you scoring. That must have been particularly disappointing.
Yeah, and there've been a couple of mistakes in conceding the goal, and this is what we try to address today in the meeting. You know, the point is that it came straight after the goal. We didn't allow us to readjust to the situation. That was the bit, because when we scored, I think there was only one team who looked it was going to win. So that was a hard bit to take.
Defensively, though, how are you working on that? Because that's cost you. Mistakes at the back have cost you, even with your best performance.
No, definitely. We know. We spoke. We saw the goals again. We analyzed them. We've been through the thing. It's hopefully we will not make the same mistakes. The point is that we had a lot of young players, and sometimes the young players they make some mistakes. So you have to accept that. But again, as I said, it's I'm looking forward not to seeing them anymore, because we analyze and we've gone through them. So players, they know what was the initial problem.
Whatever you do in the meeting rooms, whatever you do on the training ground, matters little, though, doesn't it? When they cross that line, you know, you can't legislate for mistakes.
No, definitely, I understand. But you know, there are two mistakes. One mistake is when, as a all defense or all midfield, they suffer because they are in bad positions, and they're not organized. That's something that you, as a coach, you can correct very much. There are other mistakes when maybe an individual player is a little bit behind or is distracted, and that is a little bit more difficult, because you know, it's either you change him, or if he's an important player, you try to make him understand, realize what the mistake, and try to improve it. And this is exactly what we're doing, because we feel like that even if we make some mistakes, some of the players, they play generally a good performance. So I cannot kill them for that. I will try to make sure that the next time they're not going to do that again.
Is the confidence down because they lost, or was it high because they played so well?
No, the players, they know they are disappointed, they are angry, they are you know, they're ready to start the game, but they know they played a good game, and they know that they play it again on tomorrow, then we're more likely they're going to win.
So a determination to put it right?
Definitely, a lot of determination.
A big game though, isn't it? What do you expect from them? And being a team near the bottom, you know, you can't really afford to lose.
No, really, they will play for their life, for sure. They will come over here and they will defend. They will defend deep. So I'm expecting a tough game because it is different from the ones that we played recently, where the team they were playing. Now we're gonna have most of the time the ball, and we'll have to try to break them down, and they will counter. So it's a difficult, different game. But I think we're ready. It was encouraging, the quality of the football that we played the other day, so I'm confident we can handle the situation.
Fine lines between success and failure in football, I'm sure you know. If you get the second goal, then you've won the game, but that's the fine lines between winning and losing.
No, that's the final line. And if you go through and analyse the goals that you concede sometimes, you see that they are the result of little mistake here, little mistake there, little mistake there. Mm-hmm. And that's what the analyzing process starts as a coach, and you show them and you start working. So eventually we're going to get right. I think, I believe that this team, although the results have been quite no good, and the team is progressing. And I think we found also a good balance on the team with the formation, with the personnel. So I'm confident that we are on the right track.